will join us. Let's go to Senate Bill 104, Senator Staggers. Senator Staggers, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for the opportunity to testify on Senate Bill 104. In talking about Senate Bill 104, the first thing I'd like to emphasize is that this is a bill that deals with relationships. Now, in American culture, of course, there are many different kinds of relationships, but oftentimes we talk about the situation with a married couple and the mother-in-law. And we've all heard stories about the mother-in-law interfering with the marriage and things like that. This is just part of American culture. Maybe some of us are familiar with that. But let me mention, believe it or not, there can be an even worse case scenario. And that is when a guardian interferes with a marriage. And what I'd like to do at this time is to relate to the committee a real-life example of this happening. The example I'm going to relate to you deals with a person by the name of Dave. Now, I've just made up the name, but there is a real person. What happened back in the early 1980s, Dave had a motorcycle accident. And as a result of the motorcycle accident, he did suffer severe brain damage. And because of that severe brain damage, a guardian was appointed to take care of his needs. And when that guardian took over, that also included controlling the money that Dave had. Now, I've talked to Dave. Dave is very coherent. But at the same time, you can tell that the motorcycle accident really did cause brain damage. Now, for many years, Dave and his guardian, who happened to be his brother, maintained a reasonable relationship. However, this reasonable relationship between the two men got a little more confusing when Dave decided to get married. And so Dave did get married. However, Dave's marriage is not a regular marriage, because you have Dave, you have his wife, but in this marriage you also have the guardian. And the guardian does not like Dave's wife. The guardian is also causing financial problems for the marriage by withholding certain funds to the marriage, which belongs to Dave. So consequently, here we have a very abnormal situation with three people involved in a marriage. Well, the purpose of this bill is to allow Dave to really have a regular marriage between himself and his wife. So very simply, this bill says on page 2, this is the heart of the bill, if the protected person has been married at least 3 years, there is a presumption that the protected person's spouse shall be appointed as guardian. So that's the very heart of the bill. It allows the courts to presume that the spouse will be the guardian. However, if the courts discover something about the spouse which would not be in the interest of the protected person, the court would not have to allow the spouse to become the guardian. But once again, they have to be in a marriage for 3 years.
Where does it say that the court need not allow the spouse to become the guardian?
Well, it's presumed. There's a presumption that's given that the protected person's spouse shall be appointed as guardian. So there's
rebuttable presumption.
So I would hope the committee would seriously consider this bill, because in passing Senate Bill 104, we would allow Dave to have a regular marriage with his wife. Thank you.
Senator Lugard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Staggers, a few years back, I think we changed the conservator guardianship law to change the terminology in the law. And I can't recall. At one time, it used to be in law that in South Dakota that you'd be guardian of the person or guardian of the assets. And they might be the same person or they might be different people. For example, I know personally I worked at a bank where we were guardian of the person's assets oftentimes. And then there was sometimes a family member who was named guardian of the person. Under today's statute, where they make reference to guardian and conservator, is, could you help me know, is conservator the person who manages the assets and guardian the person who manages the person?
I think Senator Bolton.
So the statute as you're proposing would not change the fact that Dave's brother is managing the money for Dave. All it would change would be that the court would have a presumption that they should name Dave's wife as guardian of Dave's person. So, for the example, if there's a medical decision that Dave's not competent to make, then the spouse would do that. But as I understand it, this change would not affect Dave's brother's control over the money. Is that correct?
Senator Dugard, I think you might be making a good point that the way the bill is written right now, that is the case. In this particular situation, the guardian tried to prevent Dave from even getting married. And from that point on, it seems like he has tried to get the marriage dissolved.
Senator Staggers, thinking of the role of a guardian, I mean, might not one of the roles of a guardian, I mean, guardianship presumes that the person who is the subject of the guardianship needs to be guarded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be safe to assume that one of the things that he might need to be guarded against would be an inappropriate marriage?
That's the reason the bill says 3 years. That after a three-year period, we're going to presume that the spouse is the person that should be the guardian. So that's the reason the 3 years is in. Yeah. We don't say at the point in time when he gets married that the spouse becomes the guardian, but we wait for 3 years.
Any further question of Senator Staggers? Further question, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Staggers. I'm looking at this and I'm wondering that if something should happen to me and I would become incapacitated, whether with the wording of this particular bill that not until 3 years after would my wife be presumed the guardian?
Well, the way I read the bill is if you had been married for 2 years before the problem developed for you, that we'd have to wait another year. But I think you've been married for more than 3 years, so
well,
you're okay.
We have.
Bless her soul.
I understand that, and she's probably listening.
Watch the tone of your voice.
Senator Moore can be directed to show more enthusiasm.
Well, let me put it this way. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary on the opening day of the legislative process, and I was just real disappointed that she couldn't be here or I couldn't be at home. So,
congratulations.
You've made a remarkable recovery.
So then, Senator Staggers, you're saying that in fact the person's spouse could quite conceivably not be guardian even if they had been married, appointed guardian.
That is possible. That's
Thank you.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions? Any further questions, Senator Staggers? Senator Hange.
So there's nothing to say, just I'm totally clear on that, there's nothing that says that the if they got married that the spouse couldn't become a guardian or possibly even conservator at that time.
The courts, if you take a look at the rest of the law, I think I'm correct in saying that the spouse could be appointed by the court to be the guardian the day after they get married if they wanted to.
So the difference is the presumption.
The presumption, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions, Senator Staggers? If not, thank you very much, Senator Staggers. Are there any further proponents of Senate Bill 104? Any further proponents? If there are none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 104? Any opponents?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, Senators. My name is Tom Barnett, representing the State Bar. It brings to mind the old adage about bad facts make bad law. And the proposal here in trying to identify and solve one person's problem creates an imposition on the hundreds and perhaps thousands of guardianships that are operating or will operate in the future. The bill, number one, does not address the real issue that brings Senator Staggers here with this bill, because there is, we changed that about 7 years ago and divided the responsibilities between conservator and guardian of the person. Frankly, if the bill were going to address the issue of conservator, the opposition to the bill would be stronger. In the situation, this would be speculation on my part, but if it's a financial dispute between the guardian and his brother and the new bride, I can't help but remark that everything seemed to go fine for the 18 or 20 years that the brother managed the financial affairs, and it's only after a marriage that the finances become a problem. And I suggested to you that might be a precisely wonderful reason why not to change the guardian of the finances or the money to the new spouse. The bill fails to set forth on how the presumption is to be rebutted. It does not indicate and set out the standards for that. And I suggest to you that it is totally unneeded. In 90-some percent of the cases, the spouse is always the one who wants to be the guardian and the one that the courts always appoint. There are exceptions to that. And one assumes that there's a good reason for those exceptions, particularly in the case of second marriages, and unfortunately we have more and more of those, and where the age disparity may be considerable. The bill does not address the quality of the marriage, and that ought to be a consideration. Perhaps the marriage is not all that great, and raising the question of whether or not the spouse is the appropriate and best person to be a true advocate for the person who needs to be the subject of a guardianship. In a technical sense, you could have a pending divorce action, and this statute would grant that spouse the right to be the guardian in the middle of the divorce. And as such, in a technical sense, be able to determine whether or not the divorce proceeds in behalf, in which would be a huge conflict of interest. But there may not be anybody with standing to present to the court and offer rebuttal. And a judge is sitting there saying, I have nobody to speak on behalf of that individual. I recognize it's a conflict of interest, but the legislature, in a sense, mandates that, but for evidence coming in, I'm stuck. And the person who ought not to be the guardian is now going to become the guardian.
A legal separation, would you say?
Absolutely. So while the bill may be well intended, what I can tell you is that the ramifications are extreme, and the general rule of thumb is that the spouse is going to be the guardian in virtually all the cases where it's appropriate. And I suggest if you look at the standards that the legislature has already set for the judge to consider, the views of the spouse and other relatives have to be considered by the court, and we ought not to hamstring the discretion of the judge in trying to do what's best for the individual who society needs to step in and help. We ought not to hamstring the judge because of an unfortunate factual situation. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Barnett, in the example that Senator Staggers has given us, under today's law, what would be the recourse of the spouse? What would be the procedures that she would have to go through in order to be appointed the guardian in place of the brother.
I think she petitions the court and makes her case that she is the proper and fit person and best person to watch out for the interests of her new husband. If she can convince the court, I think the court's going to go along with it. I also assume that the existing guardian, the brother, is going to show and present whatever evidence he has why the guardian should not be changed.
Thank you. Any further questions, Mr. Barnett? Any further questions? If not, are there any further opponents to Senate Bill 104? Any further opponents? If there are none, we will... Yes. Oh, you may.
I hope the committee realizes that where I'm coming from here. I know these people that are involved in this case. Mr. Barnett has said that bad facts equal bad law. Well, let me first of all say there are no bad facts here at all. I mean, I presented the case to the committee. Probably one of the worst things is not to have any knowledge of a particular case and speculate on this or that or whatever. And that's what's happened in this particular situation here. The previous testimony assumed that, well, after Dave was appointed a guardian and the guardian took care of the finances, everything was just hunky-dory until he got married. That's not true at all. There's always been problems with the guardian over the money situation. So I guess I wish we would get away from some of the speculation here that's taking place. This bill very simply presumes that after 3 years, the spouse... is going to become the guardian. That's all. A court can say after 3 years, no. We have information where it's not appropriate for the spouse to be the guardian.
Well, the information would have to come forth. Somebody would have to bring that information to the court.
That's the way it always is in court proceedings. We have to have people bringing this forth. And once again, after 3 years, it's not automatic at all. We still have discretion on the part of the court because we do want the court to make sure that the protected person is truly protected.
Well, you only have discretion on the part of the court if indeed evidence has been presented to the court that the spouse would not be an appropriate guardian.
Correct.
So
yes.
That's not total discretion. Let me ask if I might, in the particular case that you give us as an example, has the spouse petitioned the court to become the guardian?
At this time, the spouse has not, because the spouse has come to me, and she related this situation to me, and I mentioned that there's the possibility we could take some action on this.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions, Senator Staggers? If not, thank you very much, Senator Staggers, and we'll revert to committee discussion and motion. Is there discussion and motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Boag.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think just for committee edification, it's important to understand what the current statute says. Any of us can nominate at the time that we're able to do so, nominate somebody that we want to act as our guardian in the future if that need ever arises. But the statute says, in the absence of an effective nomination by the protected person, the court shall appoint as guardian or conservator the individual or entity that will act in the protected person's best interest. In making that appointment, the court shall consider the proposed guardian's or conservator's geographic location, familial or other relationship with the protected person, ability to carry out the powers and duties of the office, commitment to promoting the protected person's welfare, any potential conflicts of interest, and the recommendations of the spouse, the parents, or other interested relatives, whether made by will or otherwise. The spouse is already in the statute. The judge is required to look at that kind of process, and I think in Mr. Barnett's defense, what he was referring to, the bad facts make bad law, your particular scenario, Senator Staggers, at the time this person needed protection and needed a guardian, he was not married. And so a guardian was appointed at that point. So there would have to have been, regardless of the statute or not, would still require the removal of the current guardian before you could appoint the spouse in the brother's place. And there is a process for petition, and one of those things that you can allege in the petition for removal of a guardian is that this person is not acting in the best interest of the minor or protected person of the estate, even though without fault. So even though they've not done actually anything technically wrong, you can argue that someone else may be a better suited person. So I think giving the current protections and a well set out uniform guardian and conservatorship act, I would make the motion to defer this to the 41st legislature.
Is there a second? The movement seconded that Senate Bill 104 be deferred to the 41st legislative day. Further discussion. Senator Moore.
I understand where Senator Stagger is coming from, but you know, I think if there weren't any legal remedies to this situation, then we would have to seriously look at this. But I think there are legal remedies, and they've just chosen not to use those legal remedies at this time. And I really don't feel that we ought to encumber our legal system with this type of legislation when they haven't even attempted to use the legal remedy out there for them. Thank you.
Any further discussion? If not, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call the roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Hangy?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 104 is deferred to the 41st legislative day. And